When the Swabian castle was built in the mid-1200s, in front of the city walls which enclosed the moat, a stone bridge and the central tower of the fortress, a huge flat area was created, a largo, which became known as Largo delle Croce. In the mid-1400s, during Aragon times, many buildings were erected in this space, some of which of particular importance. One of these was the palace built by the nobleman Giovanni de Leone, whose coat of arms with its rampant lion is still visible on the keystone of the entrance. The building was then inherited by Angelo de Leone, who was part of the court of the Duchess of Bari and Queen of Poland, Bona Sforza. On his death, his wife, Virginia d'Estacchio, married a Neapolitan nobleman of Spanish origins, Francesco Valcarcel. When Donna Virginia died, she left the palace and her possessions to her husband and to the confraternity of the Holy Sacrament. In the middle of the 18th century, the palace was purchased by archpriest Felice Giuliani. In 1700, the building counted 12 ground floor rooms used as warehouses, cellars, stables and oil and water cisterns. On the first floor was a noble apartment with reception rooms and a chapel. At the back of the building was a garden for the residents. Giuliani's descendants sold the building in the mid-19th century to Michele della Mura, a writer and poet from Terlizzi and mayor of Palo from 1844 to 1846, and it was then known as Palazzo della Mura for a long time. The palace has a majestic flat facade, interrupted by windows and protruding cornices. The prospect has a different brick structure on its three levels, created by different forms of ashlar. The asymmetry of the doors and windows also confirms different phases of construction. Airy round arches divided by a capital with curved motifs gives a sense of lightness to the imposing building, while the balconies give it a touch of elegance. After recent restoration work, the building is currently being used by the parish of Santa Maria la Porta.